behalf of everybody in the Fire and Rescue Service, just pass on our thoughts and our sympathies to Ellen's family, to the friends, and to the local community in Castle Ellen. From listening to your show this morning, from all accounts, she was a wonderful young woman with her whole life ahead of her, and it is just so, so sad that this has happened.
Could it have been avoided?
Well, yeah, Frank, unfortunately, as you say, our staff see these incidents all too many times. Last year, sadly, 11 people lost their lives in accidental dwelling fires in Northern Ireland. And already in this year, in January, we have had two fatal fires. And our message is still the same. We're still trying to get the community to take ownership for fire safety in their home. And, you know, we try and target sometimes older people. You know, older people can be more at risk from fire, but in this case, here's a young woman, 19 years of age, and you know, I think it hits harder, and it hits sort of right to the bone when you see a young woman like this lose her life. I have two sons, aged 18 and 20, so, you know, I can sort of, you know, emphasise with the loss the family's going through.
What's your advice to everyone listening to this programme at the moment? And I know we've given the advice so many times, but let's, however, give it one more time.
Frank, I know you're a great supporter of both road safety and fire safety, and you give us plenty of time to come and talk on your show. And what I would say today is nobody believes fire will come to them. Nobody believes they will be impacted by fire. But as I have said, last year, 889 accidental dwelling fires in Northern Ireland. As a service, we rescued 130 people. And I would just ask people to stop today. Fire can come to your property. And we have had this campaign going now for a period of time, and we're trying to get you to think, stop fire. And the first part of that is S for smoke alarms. And we're really trying to tell people, please, please, please fit smoke alarms in your property. The T is for test your smoke alarms. Now, we can't turn back time, but maybe if smoke alarms had been in that property over the weekend and the smoke alarms had been fitted and tested, we could have been dealing with a different story today. And I would just ask people to stop, to remember Ellen, and to really think about putting a smoke alarm in their property.
It is so sad. It is so sad. It happens over and over again, however.
It does, it does. And that's why, you know, in memory of Ellen, I would just ask everybody to stop and ask all those young people in here to just, you know, get on Facebook to really push forward this campaign, you know, and let's do something in her memory here. Let's up what people are going to think about fire safety in their home. Let's think about the stop message. Let's think about smoke alarms. Let's think about those causes of fire. You know, it's too early for me to talk about the cause of the fire, but again, I've been on your show many times, Frank, and I've talked about the dangers of smoking materials, electrical appliances, cooking materials and candles. It's the four causes that when we look at our fatal fires over the last 5 years are constantly the causes of fires. So I'd ask people, think about those risks in your home. Last year, we carried out 5,000 home fire safety checks. And again, if you've got concerns, if you think somebody's in a property who's at risk of fire, please, please contact your local fire service and let us come and try and help.
We see the ad so many times on TV, and maybe people glaze over and they don't pass any remarks on the ST, the O and the P. The O and the P, what do they stand for?
The O is for the obvious causes of fire, which just touched on there, those four main causes. And the P is for you plan. Please plan your escape route. You know, keep your escape route free at night. Close your doors. Turn off the electrical appliances. The same stuff we've been talking about for the last few years. And if you put all those parts of the jigsaw together, it vastly reduces the likelihood of a fire starting in your property, and it also greatly increases the chance of you escaping without being injured.
Alan, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Frank, thanks for the time today. I really appreciate it.
That's Chief Fire Officer Alan Walmsley there.